It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The first woman says, "I strongly dislike Trump. He's obsessed with how badly he's treated. He will not acknowledge the privilege that he's born into huge wealth and what that has afforded him." The only one they find, Dan, is Rachel Hunter. Rachel, if you're a listener, hey. You might be from Wynwood. "I like Trump. Under the Trump administration, I got a 3% mortgage and gas was $2 a gallon. I believe he will keep us from World War III. Editor's note, you may have noticed that Tulsi Gabbard endorsed Trump in Detroit, was it yesterday, I want to say, and she made mention of the fact that he got into no new wars and de-escalated and tried to get us out of the other wars. And I still maintain, after all that we look back on this, any reasonable person will say the greatest legacy of President Trump, not the three people on the Supreme Court, not all the haranguing and all, is that attempt to move away from unending wars, because you can see what the penalty of that is. Democrats shamefully not wanting to participate, and the media, ABC, CBS, NBC, not even mentioning to the public the third anniversary of the withdrawal from Afghanistan where 13 were killed. That's what these people get with these unending wars. But it's hard to imagine, isn't it? When he first did that in 2016, I thought the election might be over for him because I thought that was a Republican principle of interventionism. But he was way ahead of the curve. He hit where people were, how tired they were of this. So, Rachel, 855-839-1210, you make a great point. Kay McBride, New Hope, Dan. "I would rather vote for anyone else with a pulse." All right, Kay, give us a call. Dan Borowski for president versus Donald Trump. "I would never, ever vote for such a dangerous person. He's a liar, a creep, and a felon." Oh, nice with the felon.
You calling me that or Trump?
Trump. Sandra Gerber. "This
Sandra,
suburban woman likes nothing about Trump. He significantly weakened our democracy, freedom, rule of law." Boy, she wrote a long letter. Nice job.
They found a Philadelphia named Francine Rizzo, Dom.
"You're a crumb creep lush coward."
Nicely played, Francine. Donald Trump's, this is from Bobby Salvatore in Springfield. "Donald Trump's women want safety scare tactics aren't actually what women want. We want to be free. We want freedom of choice, equality, and to be respected. Trump isn't offering any of that." Trista Mack from Florida. I put this in.
Wait,
that's not the suburbs of Philadelphia, Philadelphia Inquirer. Hey, Dan, get a note over to the other and tell them this one shouldn't count. She's in Florida right now. Palookta, Florida. She shouldn't count. "This felonious, racist, misogynistic old man ranting about sharks and Hannibal Lecter is a rerun of the same old failed policies. He cares only about himself and staying out of jail."
Oh, yeah, those shark policies of the 80s. She says a rerun of the policies.
Nicole Paul, Southampton. "I don't even know how he's even on the ballot. What happened to the GOP? Let's see. Ann Babcock from McCungee. "I don't like Donald Trump." Here's one
Did
from
Doylestown.
Did they
have anything positive?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Here's the most positive they can find, Dan. Kay Kenny from Doylestown. "I support Trump. I don't support all the ultra-conservative ideologies, but I think the media gives that minority far too much attention, ignores the vast number of moderate Republicans." Oh, my goodness. There were a couple of losums in the way.
That's the only that's the only positive one?
This is her entire letter to, yes, the entire letter to the editor. Jamie Narkey, Phoenixville. This suburban woman loathes Trump. She was just sitting on that word, just ready to say it. I think there's another one in here.
Loathes.
Yeah, the loathes part. Beth Sheets from Harrisburg. That's not suburban Philadelphia. Donald Trump lies, cheats, divides, and possesses a bully's gifts for identifying people's vulnerabilities and targeting them. She quotes John Keats. Beauty is truth, truth, beauty. This is all we know on earth and all ye need to know about Trump. It's insane.
Oh,
Susan Corman, Yardley. I loathe Donald Trump with every fiber of my
being
for reasons too many to enumerate.
Wow.
His vile rhetoric is a poison. She wins over the other one because she loathes to every fiber of her being.
It's funny. Like, I guess they can't say hate, right? So they got to find some kind of synonym.
Yeah, that's why they did it. Yes.
Yeah.
Woman from Collegeville. This suburban woman, Dan, doesn't loathe, abhors Trump. I wonder if the Inquirer says, hey, we can't print hate, so you got to say abhors.
The source is getting a lot of work today.
And I used to be an urban woman who grew up in Trump Village in Brooklyn. He knew very early how vile, we knew very early how vile he is. And he's willing to sell himself to the highest bidder. Let's see. Carrie Nielsen, Bryn Mawr. I detest Donald Trump. He's an authoritarian nightmare with clear sociopathic behaviors. Let's see. Rebecca Gale, Concha Hocken. Same thing. He's despicable to her. Lori Grebitz of Kimberton. Heck no, we don't like him at all. He's a threat to our way of life. Karen Merkel can't abide that man. Here's a suburban senior in Bordentown. I've always hated liars and users. He's the epitome of both. Dan, here we go. Amber. Lynn McGarry. I loathe Donald Trump and his ongoing degradation of women.
Hey!
Ann Pickerel. This particular suburban woman and all her friends would rather see Trump rot in prison than ever have him sit in the White House. Let's see. Nicole. I was raised so that you can hate Brussels sprouts, but you can't hate people. So I say, I do not like Donald Trump. As a white woman in an interracial marriage, the mother of three beautiful black women in English, as a second language teacher, a friend and advocate of immigrants, and a suburbanite, I can say I am afraid.
Long resume.
That's it. No more. Well, Dan, they got Valerie.
They have biased reporting there from the Inquirer, Dom.
Yeah, they got Valerie Johansson from The Villages, Florida, weighing in here.
Wow.
Yes. As a suburban woman, I definitely do not like Trump.
Oh,
you're
suburban.
In The Villages. What suburbs are the Inquirer going to? All right, so if you are a suburban woman, you categorize yourself. I'd love to have you take this up, okay? I mean, this is the Inquirer at their worst. You know, they tell us all the time about balance, about all that. They have a big reach. They're the alleged paper of record and all. They can do better than that, don't you think? Did they try very hard to solicit any kind of balance and say that's what we're looking for? So as I read it, they have one woman who liked his policies, another woman who says, when he's moderate, if he ever is, I can stomach him. Other than that, no. The loathing, detesting, abhors. I can't say I hate him, but I hate him, woman. My God. The polling doesn't.
I mean, if they solicited, does this say more about their audience than anything else, that they can only get responses from liberal women?
Yes, yeah. Who else is reading?
No one reads this rag anymore besides these liberals?
Yes, that's what it comes down to. That's exactly what it says. And, you know, I have an answer for that. I was stunned. I didn't have a chance to talk with Dan on air about this since it happened while I was off over the weekend and yesterday. And thanks to Matt Rooney for filling in. I'll read you in a moment. We have Michael Whatley coming up, head of the RNC. A lot of breaking stuff he has for us, including on the debate and what's going to happen there. But Dan, RFK Jr. put out a beautiful thing, and I was going to ask, I did ask people that got a lot of response on Twitter, what MAGA really means to RFK Jr. And the savagery of the Kennedy family, Carrie Kennedy is the Kennedy leading the charge going after RFK Jr., prompted an open letter to Carrie Kennedy from Tammy Bruce from Fox News Channel. And in that, she talked about the fact that she does not, carry the Kennedy torch and all this nonsense. She wrote, despite your family's checkered past and horrible behavior of so many of the men, Americans have stood with you out of loyalty, sentimentality, and too often grief. Despite the questionable establishment of your family's wealth, the treatment of Marilyn Monroe, the general womanizing, the abandonment of Mary Jo Kopechne to her death, allegations of rape, one could go on and on, but
Where's
the point
Rosemary?
Is your family has stayed loyal and protective of family members who have done the most appalling of things. And she goes on to talk about the fact, I'm not condoning everything about RFK Jr. or anything else, but these times call for desperate measures here. And this desperate measure, I think the media is in full-blown denial. I'm not going to be a hack and say RFK Jr. puts him over the top. And if we get him on, I want to take some time, Dan. I wanted to ask that question today. You will have kids in the future, probably. A little bit too much from RFK Jr. about all these chemicals and all these things doing to the kids. Let's take one. Why are kids fat today? See, I'm on board with RFK Jr. on a lot of things. Why do you think they're fat? Is it because of corporate greed?
I think it's lack of exercise combined with crazy amounts of high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, well, then you're going down the path of the corporate America doing that.
Yeah, well, I think. What do you think it is? Why do you think kids are fat?
Well, I think when you look at what people used to eat, it was just meatloaf piled with mashed potatoes and all that. I think the easiest thing to say is lack of exercise for one reason or another. Kids used to run around all day in the summertime. I bet they burned 5,000 calories a day. Now, the processing of food and all that, is that something that parents don't have any control over? I think you lean to that side, right? That it's just in food, you can't do anything about it.
I think it's in food that's affordable, essentially. I mean, you can go fully organic, but you're going to be paying out the wazoo if you want to feed your kids fully organic foods.
I think he can do something in between. So you're with Kennedy more than not on this.
I'm with Kennedy. The only place I draw the line is when it comes to the vaccines that we become comfortable with as a society. And he was the full Jenny McCarthy train that he was on prior. But when he's talking about pharmaceutical companies and the full power that they have and the pull that they have over the health system, he's 100% right in my opinion. And putting him in charge of something like any one of these three-letter agencies would be a great thing because maybe he can fix that, right?
Well, I'm on board with most of it. I just want to go back to the fat kids, though. I'm not on board with that one. Chairman, welcome back. I wanted to start off with something that seems to be minor, but your diligence on this, I think we have to reassure listeners on the integrity issue. You guys are suing Detroit because the poll watcher imbalance is 7-1. In Philadelphia, it seems like it's 500,000-1, but tell us what you're doing.
Well, it's a pretty basic, simple concept when you think about it. The state law says that if you're going to have people working at the polls, you have to have an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. That we've seen in Michigan, specifically in Detroit, a 7-1 advantage in terms of the number of Democrats that they hired over the Republicans, despite the fact that we had submitted a list with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, Republicans, that were willing to work on it. So we've seen this in other cities. We filed lawsuits in other cities. Most of those cities have come back and said, hey, you're right, we're sorry, we'll fix it. Detroit, we will hopefully get to that result. But I think it goes to show that we're going to fight on every front when it comes to protecting the ballot and making sure it's going to be easy to vote and hard to cheat.
That's why I brought it up, because there's really big stuff. But to me, that's where the game is going to be won here. We both know it. And Detroit was a particularly bad situation in 2020. So what can you tell us on the debate, where it stands now? your thoughts on what the Harris people are trying to do to change what were agreed upon rules vis-a-vis.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The President Biden.
Well, look, I think if you ever wanted proof that she's not ready for primetime, here is yet another example. The fact that they're saying that she has to be able to sit down at a desk and have a crib sheet with her before she can go out there and debate Donald Trump tells you a lot. I think that, you know, the President Trump agreed to a debate. Kamala Harris was mocking him, telling everybody he's agreed to a debate. He needs to stand up and he needs to accept the debate. Now she's the one coming in to try and change the rules on this. It's pretty remarkable. Look, the president wants to have this conversation directly with the American. We saw how well he did in that debate against Joe Biden, knocked him not off the stage, off the ballot. But he won that debate because he was able, over the course of 90 minutes, to very articulately point out what he accomplished when he was the president and what he's going to accomplish when he's the president again. So we really do want these conversations. And I think also it's the only opportunity the American people are likely to get where Kamala Harris is going to stand up for 90 minutes without a teleprompter and without staff handlers and have to articulate her vision and where she stands on all of these issues.
Well, freedom is on the ballot. We knew that. And freedom of speech more so, Chairman. Mark Zuckerberg, pretty big news, admitting finally what we knew. But for him to amplify that, not just about the Hunter Biden laptop, but all the pressure they were trying to exert on Zuckerberg and Facebook, what do we know about that now?
Well, I think it's a particularly appalling when you think that the FBI knew that that was a real laptop, knew that the information was there. They made up the story about it being disinformation and then went out to all of the social media channels, obviously, including Facebook, and said, you have to suppress this because it's Russian disinformation. They lied, and there has been no accountability whatsoever, either within the administration or anywhere else. And I know Congress is investigating this, which is the only reason that this was brought to light. But it shows you yet again, the Biden-Harris administration has done everything they can to cook the books on the election in 2020 and trying to do it right now into 2024.
Yes, without a doubt. Now, RFK Jr. coming on board, I particularly like what he posted on Twitter, what his idea of MAGA is, a vital, surging forward America. The media tactic, though, essentially is two-pronged, let the Hollywood types and Kennedy family savage him. But on the other hand, to dismiss this, now you're a guy that knows close elections and how to win, and they can't be serious. I mean, this has to be just a ploy. Everybody knows, based upon what I'm looking at, that in a place like Pennsylvania, something like this is consequential. It's going to be that tight.
It's a very big deal. When you think about, you know, the fact that he had 4, 5, 6% in all of these battleground states and is coming over and endorsing Donald Trump, the electoral math, you know, maybe we pick up a point. But in a battleground state like Pennsylvania, that is really, really important. But I think even bigger than that, the fact that we have two, because Tulsi Gabbard came out yesterday and endorsed the president, we've got two former Democrats that were running for president at one point in time have said, I can no longer stand and support the Democratic Party of today. I am, you know, you hear it for generations. People said, oh, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. They left me. Well, now the Democratic Party is so radical and has done so much to really, truly engineer the outcomes that they want in these elections that they tried to kick Donald Trump off the ballot. They kicked Robert F. Kennedy off the ballot. They kicked Tulsi Gabbard off the ballot back in 2016, that they said, enough. We're going to support freedom. Freedom to actually run your campaign and be your type of candidate, and we're with Donald Trump. I think that's really seismic. I think it's a fundamental realignment, and it really has more to do with right versus wrong instead of just right versus left.
Well, Tulsi hitting what I think is going to, I don't know about you, the Trump legacy, there's several major things, but staying out of these unending wars and trying to get out of the ones that were already started that were there forever, that was a seismic shift for Republicans in 2016.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And the president has been entirely consistent. He campaigned on it. He did it for 4 years in office. He's campaigning on it again. And I think that he points out correctly that Russia would not have invaded Ukraine on his watch. And the proof for that is the fact that they didn't invade Ukraine on his watch. Israel did not get attacked by Iran on his watch. They've been attacked right now. The fact that this administration has just emboldened Iran to the point where they are full tilt belligerent, funding, you know, people that are attacking us, and we're still not going to back away and put them, you know, back into, you know, a regime that is going to force them, you know, to stop. And China is saber rattling all across, you know, the South Pacific, and look what they're doing with Taiwan right now. So, you know, when America is weak, the world is a far more dangerous place, and we have got to expend resources to defend places that we didn't have to before, because Joe Biden is so weak that he's invited these aggressive actions by Iran and Russia and China.
Absolutely. I'm impressed that you've gotten hundreds of people for Detroit. We want to get those numbers going here in Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia area. So where do people go that want to volunteer and be trained?
ProtectTheVote.com. And we welcome everybody who is willing to stand up. We have been doing Protect the Vote tour stops all across the country. Laura Trump and I, along with Matt Whitaker, our former acting attorney general, and Pam Bondi, the former attorney general from Pennsylvania. We were just in Virginia last night. We're going to be in California and Montana later this week. And we kicked off our entire tour in Philadelphia over in Bucks County. And so we're going to really continue to push very aggressively. We want to get 100,000 volunteers is what Laura and I said we would do. We're already at 165,000, so we're going to continue to recruit. But you're right. In Philadelphia, it really, really matters. Oh. We need people to sign up.
Absolutely. Chairman, thank you. Thanks so much. Great work as always, and anytime, we're here for you. Thank you.
Well, Dom, thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk to your listeners. We really appreciate both of you.
RNC Chairman Michael Whatley here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You get on board. That's impressive in Detroit. And again, I know it's difficult. You see what Democrats are up to. We get it. But all I can tell you is keep the faith. Republicans are going after it this time. You heard in Detroit what they're doing. I have other stories here in Georgia, Pennsylvania, across the board, that are good signs as far as election integrity. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Dan, you know I'd like to get on. Probably not, but I think he'll come on. Al Schmidt, even though, you know, we've had difficult. I mean, I've seen him at an event. Get him on. And he is out there making news again today saying don't count on knowing on election night what the result is. I thought we had put an end to that. You know, you tag in other teams, you keep counting. You bring in other people, you keep counting. You don't engage in this, we're not going to know anything on election night. By the way, just one thing, too, on Yelp, Dan, I want people to add stuff when they go out to dinner to give us an idea what they think. We tried a new place down here, Stevens, which was great last night. One of the things that I immediately noticed, the overuse of air conditioning. Do people really want that? Are they that crazed? I mean, it's frigid in some of these places. Why is that? Do they think customers want that? They can't control their air conditioning.
I think it's incredibly refreshing at a shore destination when you go in and there's a just blast of cool air after you've been sitting in the sun all day. I love it.
You're pro air conditioning.
I'm pro air conditioning.
I would take you to this one in Stone Harbor. I don't think you're going to say you need to put a sweater on to go in there. You're not staying in there any time long, and it's a sports. I mean, it's.
There's also the argument, like, why aren't they opening the windows and having a great shore
breeze?
Yeah,
exactly. No, so the place we ate at last night, it was perfectly temperatured, I'd say, which was air conditioning, but not, you know, the overkill. Maybe send some of that hot air to Philadelphia. I mean, second day in, today and tomorrow, they can't wait. They tout, you know, we're going back before Labor Day, and then school's dismissed right away.
Makes no sense. Hey, can I add a wrinkle to your fold?
Sure.
How about the chefs? Because I remember we used to blast the air conditioning at one of the shore places I worked because it got so dang hot in the kitchen.
They can't make it central to that. You're saying it's a thing of
central air conditioning.
Well, I know Roe likes this one place, but we don't eat inside. It's literally that bad. Yeah. So,
ask for a tour of the kitchen and see what the temperature is like.
Must be like the Dante Circle of Hell.
Can I meet the chef?
By the way, later in the show, too, I have been dragooned into a fantasy football league. Oh,
no, man. You haven't.
The show fodder. I told you that. That's on your show notes. I told you it. We'll have some fun. I'll give all the details.
Well,
1 o'clock hour. I can't imagine this, and I have to do it for Rogue, too.
Have you drafted yet?
No.
Oh, you haven't drafted yet?
Oh, the draft party. All these things.
Oh, you're doing a draft party.
Well, probably.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
where are we doing the draft party? Do
we
have any ideas
done.
Yet? You hosting it at the Dom Dome?
No, I don't think so. Well, now Roe has kind of offered it, so...
Oh, has she?
Yeah, it's a family one, too. All right, more details on that coming up. We're going
to
play
awesome.
With this forever.
I want to know who Dom's targeting in his first round as the first round pick.
Write it down, because it'll be a winner. All right, Nick Foles. I'm picking Nick Foles.
I don't think you can pick a retiring player, Dom.
All right, let me go to Rich in Delco, and Rich is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Go ahead, Rich. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just just a concerned citizen. I go every 4 years. We get our driver's license renewed. So
right.
I had the privilege of doing that yesterday. And I just couldn't believe what they got going there. The whole thing about signing you up to vote.
Yes.
Asking you for citizenship. You know, now I have my old driver's license. I don't know if somebody just walked in and said I'm a citizen, if they have to prove it or not. I don't know that, but I didn't, I just said check the box, yes. And then there's a whole sheet of languages that you pick what you're from. I mean, 4 years ago was nothing like that, I can tell you that.
No, it expands. It's incrementalism. It always would. I don't think you should be able to vote if you can't at least make out the enough English in order to be able to achieve that. But, Rich, that has not worked out well for Shapiro. In other words, I don't believe more Democrats have registered that way than Republicans. So thank you. And Scott Presler will be on the show today at 1 o'clock. A lot happening about trying to prevent illegal aliens from voting in this election. He's inside that. There are several other people engaged in it also. And again, I know it's maddening to Rich's point and some of these things. You just heard Michael Whatley, though. They are all over it. I don't know how many lawsuits they've won, how much stuff they're on top of. And they've gotten hundreds of people in the Detroit area now to be poll watchers. Problem here in Philadelphia is you have to live in Philadelphia. I see no reason why you can't be a poll watcher as long as you're a resident of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. All right, I'm coming to you on the side question, too. Hit us with some trend that you'd like to see return as we count down toward the end of summer. Coming up, too, Mike Kelly, who heads up the Trump Rally Super Commission on what happened, there's evidence of... allegation in the testimony yesterday of evidence tampering on the body of and also some of the other things left over from the shooting. And again, even the guys that are in charge of this, there's no urgency. Why have we gotten into this 60 days to give our report? How about giving a thumbnail report at this point, Mike Kelly? Give something to the American people right now. Let them know what you found out so far and what the remaining questions are. And periodically do that. We don't want to lose the thread on this. The media has already moved past that Trump was shot. And the evidence, mysteriously, some of it appears to have disappeared or been downgraded.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.